And now, our portraits.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflection. My name is Steve Bowie. This episode will focus on the great guitarist and educator, Kenny Burrell. Kenny Burrell was born July 31st, 1931 in Detroit. So at the end of this week, he will celebrate his 95th birthday. Originally inspired by Coleman Hawkins, he wanted to play tenor saxophone, but family finances were such that they couldn't afford one, so he settled for a guitar, and the rest is history. As a young man, he soon became very busy in the Detroit jazz scene, which included people like Thad Jones, Elvin Jones, and Hank Jones, Tommy Flanagan, Pepper Adams, Donald Byrd, and so many more. He credits Thad Jones with opening his ears about Duke Ellington. I did a presentation about Kenny Burrell and Duke Ellington for the Duke Ellington Society of Sweden, and a link for the video is available at our website at ellingtonreflections.com. Along with information about the recordings that we play. Kenny recorded his first album as a leader for Blue Note in 1956, titled Introducing Kenny Burrell. He moved to New York City in the late 1950s and worked with people like Billie Holiday, Coleman Hawkins, John Coltrane, and so many more. Over the years, Kenny has recorded many Ellington compositions and worked with many other Ellingtonians, although he never played with the orchestra. I'm going to start with three albums he did with Johnny Hodges. Fortunately, all three have been reissued as a single CD on the Lone Hill Jazz label, and they're under the title Mess of Blues. From the album Blue Rabbit, we'll hear I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, recorded May 17th, 1963, with Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Ray Jackson on organ, Jack Lesberg on bass, and Bobby Donaldson on drums. Thank you. 4 months after that session was recorded, Kenny Burrell was back in the studio with Johnny Hodges, and this time with Wild Bill Davis on organ and O.C. Johnson on drums, they recorded a Wild Bill Davis composition, Stolen Sweets. In 1966, Johnny Hodges and Earl Father Hines jointly led an album entitled Stride Right. The two leaders were joined by Kenny Burrell on guitar, Richard Davis on bass, and Joe Marshall on drums. And I wanted to play three of the Ellington-centered compositions from that album. First, I'm Beginning to See the Light. Secondly, we'll hear Perdido, written by Juan Tizol. And lastly, Sea Jam Blues. Thank you.
Thank you.
In the mid-1970s, Kenny Burrell recorded two double LP tributes to Duke Ellington called Ellington is Forever, Volume 1 and Volume 2. The first track we'll hear is a guitar solo on Duke Ellington's composition, Azure. One of the participants of the Ellington is Forever sessions was former Ellington trombonist Quentin Jackson. He also sang, and I think this is one of the few instances that was captured. Here he is singing Prelude to a Kiss with Kenny Burrell backing him on guitar and Monk Montgomery on electric bass.
Like a flower crying for the dew. That was my heart serenading you, my prelude to a kiss. And if you from my tender sentimental woes, that was my heart trying to compose my prelude to a kiss. Though it's just a simple melody with nothing fancy, nothing much, you could turn it to a symphony, a Schubert tune with a Gershwin touch. Oh, how my love song gently cries for the tenderness within your eyes. My love's a prelude that never dies, a prelude to
used to hear this version of In a Mellow Tone a lot on the radio back in the 70s. The local radio station 105.1 KBCA used to play it all the time. And on this version, Nat Adderley is on cornet, Quinn Jackson trombone, Gary Bartz on soprano saxophone, Jimmy Jones on piano, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Monk Montgomery on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Thank you. One of Kenny Burrell's frequent performing partners was vocalist Ernie Andrews, and Ernie Andrews would frequently bring down the house with his rendition of "I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So."
As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree, they seem so neighborly. They sing wherever I go, 'cause I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. If you should ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess that I'm slipping. But that don't worry me confidentially. I got a dream that's a pippin, and when the day is through, each night I'll hurry to a place where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just a lucky so. Because I guess you so and so. Yes, I am. Yes,
Kenny Burrell created the first regular class on Duke Ellington, titled Ellingtonia, and it debuted at UCLA in 1978. I was in that first class, and spoiler alert, I got an A. After that first session, Kenny asked me to be his teaching assistant, and I did that until I graduated at the end of 1981. The class has been going on for almost 50 years, and it's a required class for jazz majors. He continued to perform and tour around his teaching schedule, and now we'll hear an Ellington composition from the late 40s, Sultry Serenade, from the album Ellington a la Carte, which was recorded live in August of 1983, and is just a duet setting, Kenny Burrell on guitar and Rufus Reed on bass. Thank you. In 2001, the Red Hot AIDS charity released an Ellington-themed CD entitled Red Hot and Indigo, featuring a variety of artists playing Ellington music. And of course, Kenny Burrell played on several tracks. Here he is playing In a Sentimental Mood with the trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood. Thank you. So that's just a small look at Kenny Burrell's contribution to Ellingtonia. With that, we certainly want to thank you for listening to Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie, and before we do anything else, I'd like to play Happy Birthday to Kenny Burrell by the Ellington Band. So happy 95th birthday, Kenny, and many more. And as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something that you ought to know.